Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we are spending every day with Jesus. And yesterday, the podcast was longer than it normally is, so I will try to compensate for that this morning and make it a little bit shorter than normal so that when you add yesterday and today together, you'll get about 20 minutes. That's my goal anyway. So I'm Travis. Welcome. I'm going to read a passage in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. We're actually going to continue from where we were yesterday on into verse 13, where I will be in just a moment. I'm going to read, comment, ask us a question, and then we're going to have a conversation with Jesus. And I am excited about the topic today. I really, really am. And more importantly than that, I think Jesus was and is excited about the topic today. So grab a Bible, a journal, find a spot, go to Mark 10, verse 13. The title of this podcast is The Next Generation. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children into his arms. He placed his hands upon them, and he blessed them. This is an amazing story. The question that I have as we read and reflect on this passage is, do we see our kids? Do I see my kids? Do you see your kids, whether they're 3 or 13 or 33? Do you see your kids? Do I see my kids? And I'd also like to say this, do I see the next generation? Do you see the next generation? Do we see those 10 or 20 or 30 years younger than us? You see, in the first century, this was true. Children are to be seen, but definitely, definitely not heard. And maybe not even seen until they have a little bit more value to offer. But children had no voice. And that's why, of course, when Jesus is teaching the adults, the parents are bringing their kids to Jesus so he could kind of touch them or bless them, and the disciples rebuke the parents. No, the teacher's teaching right now. They rebuke. They dismiss. And we may want to think a bit about how we dismiss our kids or the next generation. This is the way we do it in our home. This is the way we do it at church. This is why we do it this way. This is why we do it this way. These are the rules at home. These are the rules at church. And when Jesus sees the disciples doing what they think is serving Jesus, Jesus becomes indignant. He says, "What you're doing is not serving me at all. It's not serving these kids or these families. It's not serving the next generation. It's not serving my movement, being a movement 25 years from now." He becomes indignant. They rebuke the families for bringing the kids. Then Jesus rebukes his disciples and he says, "Let them come to me." For so many reasons. I mean, we could just go on and on. Why did Jesus say, "Let them come to me"? And again, I think it is important that to be a church in the next generation, we must let the little ones come to Jesus. We must let the little ones come and begin to take their place. or we won't have a church in the next generation. But it wasn't just, you know, practical or strategic on Jesus' part. No, let the little children come to me because theirs is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Now, what in the world does that mean? I don't know exactly. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Maybe it has to do with the fact that if we have eyes to see, we can learn so much about how to enter, because Jesus does say that, unless you become like a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Maybe it has to do with the fact that if we don't look to the next generation, we won't learn what we need to learn about God, about what God is doing, about what we may have forgotten. That's essential to Christianity, to faith, to God, to being like a child. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And I could tell you, I've learned so much about me and about God by looking and listening to my kids. So much. God has opened my eyes to how He is toward me. It's been extraordinary. Do we see our kids? Do I see my kids? Do you see your kids? We see the next generation. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Maybe Jesus means not too long after this, you're going to be handing things off to them. So better to get the idea now that the kingdom of God belongs to such as these so you can make that handoff, not hold on too tight. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And then look at the text, verse 16. And Jesus took the children in his arms. He placed his hands upon them and he blessed them. Wow. Wow. Meditate on that for a moment. Not only was he, you know, allowing them to interrupt, and I don't even think Jesus would have put it that way. Not only was he welcoming them, breaking into what he was doing, whatever he was teaching, but he took them in his arms, he placed his hands on them, and he blessed them. What would that look like for us to take our kids or the next generation in our arms, place our hands upon them and bless them and bless them and bless them? Go, run, be, teach us. Even as we teach you, what would that look like to see our kids in that way, to see those 10 or 20 or 30 years younger than us that way? What would it look like for our eyes to light up like Jesus' eyes lit up when the kids, our kids, or the next generation enters the room? Yeah, it's going to be louder. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit messy. Somebody at our church about 6 months ago saw some of the elementary school kids kind of after the service was over. They ran into the sanctuary and they were downing the communion elements and running around in the sanctuary. And someone came up to me and said, God, don't you have a problem with them doing what they're doing and running around the sanctuary? And I just felt like I got a word from the Lord. And I said, you know what? If we don't let the kids run in church now, then the first chance they get, they will run right out of church. And ever since I felt like the Lord said that to me, that's been a strategy at church. It's been a strategy at home. If we don't let them run now, be now, they're going to run right out when they have a chance to do so. Somebody told me a decade ago, gave me some parenting advice that I have never, ever forgotten. Travis, parent in such a way where your kids will want to be around you when they no longer have to be around you. I've never forgotten that. I'll pass that on to you, and I haven't done it perfectly in any way, shape, or form, but it's been a goal of mine every day. Travis, parent, father in such a way that your kids want to be around you when they no longer need to be around you. I think that's really, really good advice for church leaders as well. Love and lead the next generation in such a way that they want to be around the place when they no longer need to be around the place. Let's not make parenting or the next generation about reform. Let's make it about relationship. Let them come to me, Jesus, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus took them in his arms. He blessed them. It's beautiful. So do I see my kids? Do you see your kids? Do we see the next generation? Ask that question. Have a conversation. Let Jesus direct you about your kids or about those 10 or 20 or 30 years younger. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.